At Union Station's H&R Block City Stage, the cast and crew of Picnic are gathering for a rehearsal on the first day the actors will see the actual set, one that includes a large porch looking upon a patch of green. In Kansas City Actors Theater's 9 seasons, it has never produced a William Inge play. Actor and board member Melinda McCrary is playing Flo Owens, whose Kansas boarding house is the story's central hub. She explains why Inge and why now.
Why did we decide to do an Inge, finally? Which is a terrific way to look at that question. You know, our mission is really to explore and share classics and modern classics, and Inge, and in particular Picnic, have been on the tip of our tongue since the very beginning. It's also a terrific play for women, and that's something that we tried to look at when we were looking at which Inge to do. When we realized it's the 100th anniversary of its birth, we thought now is the time.
The play takes place in a small Kansas town over a Labor Day weekend. Directing the show is Mark Robbins, who says his perceptions of the play have taken on new shadings and shadows since the company began digging into the script.
I freely admit I came to Picnic thinking of it as perhaps a crowd pleaser, relatively inoffensive, and something that might attract an audience because it is on its face a slice of Americana. In working on it, that seems so far from, in my mind now, from what this play actually is. Pain and human behavior knows no geographical bounds, and ultimately no bounds of time or era. If it's true, it's true, and there's an awful lot about this play that is absolutely true.
Philip Shin plays Hal, the hunky drifter whose arrival in town serves as a catalyst, excavating among the town's womenfolk deep-seated yet untapped emotions.
I play a character named Hal Carter, and he's kind of a vagabond who has had some real hard luck in his life. A childhood that was void of love from parents and kind of struggled fitting in. The one friend he has, Alan, is kind of like his lifeline. The reason I'm coming to this town is to, you know, try and get back on my feet, get a job, and it just so happens that his girlfriend catches my eye, and that's kind of the beginning of the end.
1 week after Picnic closes, Kansas City Actors Theater opens its next production, Eugene O'Neill's Long Day's Journey Into Night. Melinda McCrary says she's been surprised by the parallels found in both works.
They have so much in common. What it means to be a part of a family in America, and there's a very different sensibility in the Kansas family than there is in the New England family. They both talk about sort of the evils of drinking. Both talk about dreams lost. Mothers are a big issue in both, mother-children relationships. These are two great American playwrights looking at some of the most important concerns that we have, and so it's a little bit like a history lesson.
The company discovered that Inge actually wrote two other versions of the story, Man in Boots, prior to Picnic, and Summer Brave, several years after. Yet it is Picnic that continues to be explored, including last season's production on Broadway. Steve Walker, KCUR News.